thought was
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I want everybody to know we have found out what our solution was with the computer. But praise be to God, we're back on the air this time. And I want to let everybody know, I thank God for y'all being on the line with the waiting on me. And so right now, we're just going to have a talk-a-thon. Are you there? Hello?
Hello, this is Sister Sip.
Hey, how you doing?
Just great.
Well, I'll tell you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to let you know, when I found out because today I got to mess with my computer was doubling. It was hacked 9 times from people from Nigeria and Pakistan, and they showed me what the problem was. They were using my email and my particular site for a Chrome, that crazy stuff, a Chrome, P-R-O-E. But anyway, I was able to get that taken care of. It took me most of the day this evening to do that. But I'm back on there, and I had to go in and see somebody get that taken care of. But I know that we got hackers that are doing these things. But I praise God. I praise God.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you, God. It's wonderful. Every time we get on the line, somebody was hacking us. And now I've got a lifetime security. So if anybody hacks us, they got to go straight through this company. And I know it's a game they're playing. That's what they do. But let me ask you this. Have you seen what has really happened out there? There's already 7 big uprooting in the United States, 7 different cities right now. I'm telling you, they're fighting right now.
No, sir, I really haven't listened to much news today.
Well, I know. I just come out of my rooms. I have my office at the house, and I have to look back, and it's the 7 cities right now. There's a big roar right now of what happened. And I just say, I told somebody, but they didn't believe it. I said, within 24 to 6 months, it's going to be, and it's already starting to happen. The young people, I mean, they're out on the streets right now. 7 cities in the United States of America. We're free.
Good
thing. I know God put some words in your heart. Can you speak to us? Can you talk to us tonight?
Well, I just have been in a mood today of optimism and praise, because this is truly a sign. You know, every now and then when God has made a big, big move. I don't know what you would call it. If it was in football, I guess, I don't know what's the highest you could do, a touchdown. It would be 3 touchdowns in a row. But as always, we know, all of us who know how God works with the end already in mind, because he knows it. So
yes.
He has a perfect will and he has a permissive will.
Yes.
Either way, he's God and he gets the glory.
Yes.
I see this as a sign. I see this as a test. It is time to wake up, not riot, not be angry, but to really find out where we're at in God's timing. Look at your Bible and look at your TV.
Yes.
Or listen to your radio or whatever. Things are beginning to line up, and this is the beginning. I think we were reading Luke 21 the other day, and it was talking about some of the signs of the coming or the end of things. And don't really have it right now, but Luke 21, let's see. It starts out with the one where the widows might.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
And it ends in about the 20, the return of Christ. Let's start there. Luke 21 and 25, and I think it goes down. I'll read down to the 28.
Yes, ma'am.
And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth, dismay among nations in perplexity of the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the world, and for the powers of the heavens will be shaken.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, straighten up, lift up your hands, heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
Yeah, you said Luke 21 or 22?
Luke 21, and I just read 25 through 28.
21. All right, I'm trying to get on the page with you, 21. Okay, I see it.
25 through 28.
Yes, ma'am.
And the world has been shaken up, and we know many Hebrews tells us, and this scripture tells us that God is shaken. He is shaking everything that can be shaken. He is shaking churches, shaking the government. This what has happened in the United States has shaken the world. These things happen for a sign, and when you know what God is going to do, and we know because we read the back of the book, and we are of faith, and we believe the word of God.
Yes.
So we know this is one of the signs that we need to be looking for.
Yes.
There has been a shift. We have been praying for a change. I know I had in my personal spiritual life. And guess what? God has brought it. I believe so thoroughly in the prophecies and the word of God that these things must happen. It is a test. God always tests. If you can't be tested, you're not even worthy to say you're a believer, to say you have faith, because our faith must line up with this word of God, and God does not lie. So in the spirit, we have to tap in. You can't fight. This is not a fleshly fight. Something what we are seeing, there's something on going on behind what we're seeing.
Yes.
We know that God is moving. We know that he has orchestrated this. We know he has allowed it. We know he has permitted it. So we as believers and the body of Christ need to be asking the question, okay, God, let me know what I'm supposed to do, my part in this. And if we aren't where we should be finding out where our position is at. I know we're positioning ourselves. I'm a watchman. God has told me that, and I'm a warrior. And there's a time you war, and there's a time you watch. But I war on my knees. We need some knee soldiers. We don't need people out there fighting. We need knee soldiers. We need intercessors crying out to God. We need prophets seeking the face of God, the word of God, listening with a spiritually fine-tuned ear in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even trust what you see so much now, and not at all even what you hear. We're going to have to stop tuning in so much to the frequency of the world, the media, and start hearing the fine-tuned, you know, fine-tuning our ears to hear and see what God is doing. This is a time of great turmoil and change. The enemy has even been confused. God has allowed, yes, he has. He's been confounded and perplexed himself. He don't know what's going on. And I think we talked today, you know, that you said they didn't, they don't know what they're doing. And there's a scripture that tells us that they would have not even crucified Jesus if they knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Yes.
They were falling right into God's plan. They were doing what had ushering him on in to his work at the cross, the work that he came to do. Really, God, it was just, it was really just a setup. Because God already knew. Jesus already knew he had to drink the cup. He came for the cup. He came. He already knew about the cup. So we thank, I thank the Lord for his work, and we all have work to do. So let's be encouraged, people of God. Let's be prayerful. Let's learn how to truly fight in the spirit. Let's, you know, get our ears to the, you know, to the mouth of God and hear what God is saying, and open our eyes spiritually more than ever before. And this is a spiritual fight. No matter what you think or what you see, this fight will be done in the spirit. Fall on our faces. Come together. Amen. There's a corporate vision. There's a corporate answer in us coming together. Amen.
Amen.
The churches, different, the even church. Of different, I don't say denominations because we all believe, but we need to, you know, broaden and understand we are in a battle. So it behooves us as people of God to lay aside our little petty differences, because the big thing is really going on. People will be saved. People will be lost. People will be deceived. People will be frustrated. They will be turned aside. They will get their eyes off the pro. This is the work of the Lord allows. It's a test for his believers. We are, we didn't call, you know, we, in a way, we have caused our own judgment for things that we have not stood. We have not lifted up the Lord. We have gone along when we should have spoken out or protested in prayer and cried out to God, but we just went on and went along because it was a popular thing to do.
Yes.
So God has spoken. God has spoken. So you can say what you want. Well, when God speaks, they told me, you say amen.
Amen. And so that's what, and I know that one of the things I was up here and working with, I was going through, I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I said, I know I'm fighting a fight to put this radio station, because the enemy found out I am determined. For the past 6 months, it's been bothering my sight. And so the day, I thought I had it all fixed compared. And so when I come back home, I went to the store to get something taken care of and do other things. And I found out, so wait a minute, they're going to take a look at the computer because I got to go on the show tonight. And lo and behold, when I put my computer on, I saw stuff that my eyes don't need to see.
My Lord.
And so I went and bought a deal where you had to put on your computer, and I put it in there and did what they said to do. Then it locked me down. Then they sent me to another person. I said, there ain't nothing but a game being played. And so it took me from 4 o'clock to this, where I'm right now, to get this computer off. I mean, he had 9 sites on there. From Pakistan and Nigeria. And I said,
wow.
The game being played. And it's coming right up to New York City. So I'm saying to everybody, as you're saying, God says he's made us as, not only as watchmen, but he's made us as warriors. So the time has come for all of us to know our positions. And so as I was, wife and I were sitting there talking to me about some things, I said, baby, I said, we've been at it for 40 plus years watching God do great things for us. And what we got to do is pass it on. We got to start praying more. In and out. I said, we're here 24/7. We pray. But I said, sometime when I'm gone, you got to pray for me. Sometime you're gone, you got to pray for me.
Yeah.
Because the enemy don't care who he attacks. And the day when we went up there to get some things done and before we went to eat, this man came around me, seeing me walking in that lane where it says handicapped. That man came within 1 foot of hitting me in a fast.
Wow.
And I said, see, the enemy don't care. He wants the believers out of the way. He wants us out of, and that's why I say to those on the radio station, stay with me. We're going to fight this fight. We got a voice. We got a voice. Don't
Amen.
You think about him? They're hearing us. And the enemy's upset, so he's doing everything he can. Why? They did it to Jesus, and Jesus said they're going to do it to you like they did it to me.
Amen.
He said, I'm a tree. And so I'm not concerned what they're going to do to me because I know what they're going to do to me. I've already seen my death. They're going to assassinate me because I'm not giving in.
My Lord.
Standing firm on the word of God. And I won't tell anybody, if you don't want to go where I'm going, don't follow me, because I'm here to stay to the kingdom of God. I ain't looking back. I'm not looking sideways, because what I have discovered, and the more I began to see things, the more God began to talk to me and show me things like he's doing to you. Now, a lot of times God has put us together. He's put us together. And I want everybody to hear what's saying. I don't have a TV. Well, you better find somewhere to find out what's going on. Because he said, "Every I shall see him." And when you take this phone you got, you can see. And let me share this with you.
Yes.
Let me download this to you. When you used to have your light bill, they had to come out and read your light bill light. Am I right?
Oh, yes. I remember.
They had to read your gas meal, right? Your water bill, right?
Yes.
And so all they got to do is, it's called smart meter. All they got to do is, if you don't pay it, they go quick, cut off. 1, 2, 3. Your lights are off, the water's off, your gas is off. And so, as I was telling somebody, I said, what the enemy has done, and a lot of people don't want to realize it. We're at a war, and you can't get in war pussy foot. You got to be ready to fight that fight with the word of God. As he was saying, he said, with knee prayer, we got to start our knees in the spirit. We can't put each other down. We got to put each other up. And tonight, I'm just thanking God. Am I upset about the election? No. Am I pleased? No. Am
Amen.
I going to fight?
No.
The only fight I'm going to fight is a fight of faith. Because
Amen.
I know that the devil is not coming where I'm coming. If my family don't love me, I'm going to still love them. If my nephews
Amen.
Don't love me, I'm going to still love them. Because we got to let love come into our hearts. I've never seen so much hate of Muslim folks, because the Bible has been fulfilled. And we see it right before. And this woman prophesied, she's 90-some years old, and she prophesied. She said, we ain't seen nothing yet. She said, this election is going to be the greatest year we ever seen. She said, God's trying to get our attention. And God has our attention now.
Amen.
Look out there and get a chance and ask somebody what's going on. Folks, we ain't come out the houses now. But God, the Father, in the name of Jesus, has shown us how to do it. And my prayer is to God, I thank God for everything he's doing for me and what he's doing for all of us that are on this radio program tonight. And I know we got Jade. Are you there? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes,
are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
calling you. Amen.
Amen. You know, I thank God. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I thank God. It's a pleasure to be on the phone with each and every one of you on the radio station tonight. First, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, and hopefully, if He's not the head of yours, that He becomes the head of yours.
Yeah.
As far as the election goes, this is beyond election, and
mm-hmm.
it always was.
Yeah.
And it's for us to think outside the box, and that's what God wants us to, and needs us to do as Christians who follow
yeah.
Him. We've always got to think outside the box, and we've got to look at the bigger picture. I was listening to Pastor's story on there's so much hate. The hate is beyond control in this world today, and that's only the forces of Satan. But I said it the other night, and it's on my heart to say it again tonight. Whenever you encounter that hate, you look at that person and you see that hate in their eyes, but you let them know because you are a child of God and you never back down. God's children don't back down. We don't.
Yes.
We stand the trial. We are true to Him because He is true to us. And our lives are what we have to give to Him. So when you see that demon in CVS, Walmart, grocery store, it could even be in your home. When you see and you recognize that demon, you look that demon in the eyes, and you don't back down. And you still express love. And I know it's hard sometimes.
Yes.
Because that demon is there to try you. All these little things that are happening, just like I share my story, sometimes this week, maybe Monday, and I shared another story last week of just the things, you know, that my husband and I are encountering on a daily basis. And this is not going to stop. It's only the beginning.
Amen.
However, it continues to build and establish, improve our foundation in the love of Jesus Christ. And it proves who we are. But we will continue to fight because when we chose to live our lives accordingly and when we made that commitment to God, when we vow to God, we are in this with you. We are locked in, sealed. We are married to God.
Yeah.
He is what we know. We do as He do. We do as He says, and we will continue to. And Lord knows. Everybody who's on the line who's ever gone through something, if you haven't been through anything, just wait and take notes. Just get ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But the deeper you go into Christ, the harder those trials come and the more they come.
Mm.
However, when we are in Christ, we can handle that. And like Pastor said earlier about the buildup, we have got to continue. It is not an option to continue to build each other up. We have got to stop tearing each other down. This world doesn't care about us. I mean, Donald Trump, let's be real, Donald Trump doesn't care about us. But we are not to be worried about Donald Trump. I don't care if it's Barack Obama. I don't care if it's Donald Trump. I don't care if it's Hillary Clinton. I don't care if it's anybody. Nobody.
Amen.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Am I under but God? So we are under His covering. So no matter who this presidency election went to, Trump, Hillary, it didn't matter from the beginning because there's an outside source that we need to be focused on, and that's that spiritual realm.
Amen.
Who are we which side are we going to go to? Who are we going to fight for? And we have got to continue to fight. And I know sometimes, you know, I went to the doctor today, And I told my doctor, he said, Jade, you look so, he said, your makeup is so beautiful. He said, you're such a beautiful woman. I said, well, thank you, doctor. I said, but I want to let you know something right now. I said, my body is aching, and I feel weak, you know, because I got in a car accident a few weeks ago. I said, my body hurts so bad. However, God is my strength.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that with full confidence, he's the only reason I made it here. And he is the only reason that I continue to make it day by day, in and out. But he is our source, he is our strength. And we are at a battle. The battle with Trump and Hillary, that is nothing. Nothing at all. That is just a distraction. Don't even turn the TV on. Because we need not be, you know, we don't need to focus on those obsessions of television. I can tell you now, I don't watch too much television.
Amen.
I just don't. I don't have the time, you know, because of the fight we're fighting. I need my tools to be in place.
Yeah.
I know what Jay needs. And Jay needs that strength to fight. And the only way that I can get it is through discipline in that Bible, stayed up in prayer, praying all day, and staying in that constant communion with God, because he covers me no matter what this world may say. And just like Pastor said, I'm one, I stand firm on the word of God. And just like God, I will take that cross, and I will walk with that cross, and my word won't ever change for nobody, because my God is my God. And what I receive out of this Bible, the miracles that I have witnessed, and everything that I have gone through in my life, he has proven himself faithful to me. So I have got to return the same to him, and I will continue to. And like he said earlier, I just may be, I get crucified every day because I love him so much. And they just might take me as a woman out. They just might decide, you know what, we got to get rid of her. Why? Because she speaks the truth in the word of God. So we're going to assassinate her as well. Anybody who speaks the truth, people don't want to hear the truth, and that's the biggest issue that we have. But I'm going to tell you this to everybody on this line. If you cannot receive truth, then you have a problem, because God is truth. This world we live in, it's not a game. It's not a game at all. And if you can't receive that truth on how we live every day in our everyday life, how we cope, we help each other to live. We show each other how to cope with these battles that we go through. We reference scriptures to give to one another so that way we can meditate on that. We supply each other with what we have. And we also give back. We don't just take. We have to give back. But in our giving, we have to reference God in everything that we do.
Sure.
So whenever we give, we got to say, you know what, here you go. God bless you. Whatever information I gave you is because God put it on my heart to give you.
Yes.
We have got to stop being at battle with one another, because it's not us. It's not us. It's not us fighting again. You know, you get mad with your best friend. That's not because of you and her. That's because there's a bigger battle around us going on, and it's trying to draw you two apart, just like in a marriage. You may get in an argument. That is only Satan trying to plant seeds in your head to make you believe something and pull you guys apart, because Lord knows he hates marriage. He hates unity. He hates union in God.
Yes.
But as people, we've got to love. Love, love, love. And I can't stress it enough. Love is my leading force. And I say it all the time. Every time I've gotten on this radio station, I have mentioned love, because it is so important. that we express the love of God, because the love of God will win anybody over.
Yes.
And you don't know who you assign to that day. You never know which person might come your way that you're assigned to, that you have to express the love of God to them. But, like I said, with this election, we have to look at the overall picture. This election was nothing. No matter who won, we are under God's covering. We're not under Trump's covering. Elected President Trump covering. We're not under his cover. Trump can't tell me nothing because I follow Christ, and I will continue to follow Christ.
Amen.
And I encourage everybody on this line to do so as well. And like I said today, you know, I was having a discussion with my grandmother. I said, because every night she would call me and my husband, y'all better be watching that debate. Are y'all watching that debate? And I'd be like, oh, Lord, Mamon. Oh, come on, Mamon, with this debate. You know, and I would, we would joke about it, but she was so, you know, into it. But at the end of the day, I said this. I said, no matter who becomes the president of the United States, it doesn't determine anything for me.
Amen.
Because I know my life is in God's hands. My life is not in Obama's hands, and my life is not in Trump's hands.
Amen.
They don't carry me through the days. They're not here for me when I'm hurting and I'm in pain. They're not here for me to pay a bill nor anything else.
Amen.
They are not the ones to seek. We need to continuously seek God, because God, He wants us to. He wants to be sought out. He wants to embrace you.
Yes.
And I tell everybody, just give Him a chance. Give Him a chance and see what He can do, because He can do. Oh my God, beyond your belief, He can do it. I know He can, because I've seen it.
Yes.
And the God we serve is so big and so mighty and so strong that nothing else can compare. And when you are a child of Him, you will have that full confidence that, hey, I'm going to be okay, regardless of anything.
Amen. Hey!
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
And that's my...
Hallelujah.
You know, that's my word, but love.
Thank you.
Love. Regardless of anything else. And we've got to fight. Fight back. Fight harder. And do not give. Why? Because God didn't give up on you. He didn't give up on you and just throw you to the wolves and let him. You know what? Forget her. I'm not worried. He didn't do it to you, so don't do it to Him. If you're praying for something, continuously pray for it. Just because it doesn't come right on time, maybe not even the day that you need it.
Yeah.
But maybe it was all for a reason, and He does things for specific reasons. And sometimes we don't understand it's His reasoning. But later down the line, you say, Lord, thank God I wasn't on that bridge, because that's the same bridge that's collapsed. If I would have left 2 minutes earlier, it would have been me. But He kept me. And
yes,
if you are in Him, He will keep you each and every day. So I say and I encourage everybody to keep fighting and fight harder. Fight like you've never fought before. Fight for Christ like He fought for you. And we all know what He did for us. So pick up your cross and fight back for Him.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what, beloved? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, tonight we just boldly come before you. We thank you in our hearts for the many things that we have witnessed, we have seen. We come before you right now. You just say we love you, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We lift our eyes to hear from what's coming to our head. You kept us in the right place where we are right now. And we know, Father, in the name of Jesus, all things are possible to those of us who believe. And we believe that the lost are down the street going to be found. And those who are sick going to be healed. And those who cry out, and those of us who are on our knees and our spirit, we're crying out to you. Hear our voice, O God. Hear our voice, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hear our voice, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we might do what you call us to do, Father. Father, we pray for Israel. We keep Israel. We pray for all the Gentiles. We pray, Father, that you would bless us and keep us, Father. Show us your way. Show us your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just love you, Father. We thank you for everything. We praise
you. Thank you, God.
We do nothing tonight. And, Father, I just want to thank you for the day that I've had you. Always been a blessed day, and I love you for it. I want to thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord. In Jesus'
amen.
Name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Beloved, I'll tell you, next time I'm going to be sending y'all some information, and I'll be texting you because I need your prayers as much as you need mine. What God has told me to do, I'm on the route of moving it right now. I got 8 women who are going to be with me. They're called women who are widowers, and they promised they would come. They would help me, and whatever the Lord has told me to do, they want to be a part of it. So y'all keep me in prayer, because I want to invite y'all there when I do this. So the women, these widowers, God loves them so much. And he told us, see, they're taking care of widows. They're not doing it. We got no junk. I call them jack junk houses in Houston, Texas. I can see. I can take you one place and show you right down the street with them. There's one church. They got their own philosophy. There's another church got its own understanding. There's another church, but they don't want to serve the living God. They don't want to. They want to do what they're doing. They want to just look at it and see that.
He's speaking.
Okay,
let me put you this, man.
Amen. And so what God says to us, it comes to a point in our lives. The more we trust God, the more God's going to grow, God. And then, Father, we just say tonight, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the evangelist. Thank you, Father, the young lady. Thank you, Father, for this radio program. Thank you, Father, that we have a voice to cry out to the nations. He's on his way back. And every day we can see it. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you're still God. And we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. Today is the day we may never, tomorrow might not be our day. We might come to be with you, but whatever you have for us, give us to know the fight of faith and not to look to the end, look to the best, look unto the hill, look unto Jerusalem and new heaven. And I want to thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me see the line is her. And somebody else, one thing I will say above all, what God has done tonight for us. And, you know, one thing I take under consideration, faith paramount. Goodness, I ain't doing that. Faith, patience, take us to the next level. And I want to thank God tonight. We had an elder from Georgia, Savannah, Georgia. Are you there, Elder?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Pastor.
Well, I want to thank you because we want to thank God for you coming on tonight. And as I shared with them when I found out, it took much prayer. That's why I asked you to keep praying. From somebody that took my computer, 9 sites, and they got into my computer, and they were using my same number to get into it. And they were porno sites. They were coming out of Pakistan, and Nigeria. And I said, what? No one else couldn't get nothing on the thing. And so I have to spend money to get it done. But sometimes it's all not about spending money. It's having that faith.
Yes,
every time they put something up on the computer, they would come in there and say, we got you now. We knock, and they'd knock him off. But they had to use something that's better. But I want to thank God because, see, the enemy comes at us. But we got to say the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
He's the blood that you mean, and he see it. He ain't going to come near you. He ain't going to mess with you.
Can't penetrate the blood.
He can't. Ain't nothing he can do about the blood.
Amen.
He'll run everywhere. He'll run everywhere from the blood. And like I was telling when the sister and I come on about 8 o'clock, Sister Evangelist, when we came over, was talking about what's going on. We got the book of Luke, and we're going to read the book of Luke, 28th chapter, what God is saying to us right now. It's time. It's time for us. You got to know your position.
Amen.
Some people, I said, if you ain't got a tablet, you start listening to your phone call. You can get a TV on your phone the way they got it so now. But the Bible says, "Every eye shall see him." Every eye. That means the blind man gonna see him, the baby that's being born gonna see him, the one that's in the womb gonna see him. They're gonna see him when he comes back. And I want to let you know, I am prepared to fight this fight of faith. And I know somehow, hopefully, the more we look into what God is doing, the more in the name of Jesus, God is saying, you have the rights on KESK Radio Station. I've given you the authority. I've given you the wherewithal. I ain't got to bring nobody. Hey, we start casting demons out. And guess what is going to happen? They're going to start running back to where they come from. Why you want to do it? So we can show the power that you Yeshua HaMashiach has given to us. Like I told a man one day I was praying with him, he said, hallelujah, Father. He wants to do this. And I said to him, I said, brother, let me share this with you. If you're not trusting in God, don't depend on my plans because I'm not God in the name of Jesus. All I can tell you what God tell me to tell you. And sometimes I have to fight my own stuff to make it be told. Anybody been in shape like that? Somebody said, amen. And I noticed, do we have a lady from WAS? She's from Georgia. Are you from Georgia out there from Cynthia? Cynthia?
Yes, sir.
Can you sing us a song today? Write this down.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's.
Amen.
There
Amen.
Is no pain that Jesus cannot feel. There is no hurt. He's not just remember that all things work according to the Master's holy will. No matter what, no matter what, no matter what you're going through, just know that God just want a chance to use you. I want to let you know the battle.
Yes.
Really not yours. But I know it belongs to the Lord. There is no sadness that Jesus cannot feel. No sorrow. He's not able and willing to heal.
My Lord, my Lord.
Just remember that all things work according to the Master's perfect will. No matter what, no matter what, no matter what you're going through, just know that God sees all and He knows all, and He just wants a chance to use you. I want to tell you that the battle is really not yours, but I know it belongs to the Lord. It's right. Oh, it's the Lord.
Sing it,
through
sister.
Faith, we got to hold our heads up high. There is cry, because we belong to God the Most High. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. Oh, it's the Lord. No matter what, no matter what, no matter what you're going through, just remember that God sees all and He knows all, and He just wants a chance to use you, because the battle is really not yours. But God wants me to tell you that it belongs to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, my God, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Yes.
We got the victory, y'all. He said, in the end, we win. We win. Holy God. Thank you.
My,
thank
my,
you, God.
My. Amen. God is so good, His mercy.
Thank
you,
God.
And you know, I hear us singing that song, and I just say, my Lord. And I go to them old 100s, as they said back in the day. And they would pray, and they would come together.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
I tell folks, I said, back in that day, when they got down and prayed.
Yes, Jesus.
And when they begin to talk to Him,
thank you.
You can, but now we don't find our young people. We got to lead them back to God in the name of Jesus.
They got to see it.
We know the time is winding up, but in the winding of time, we got to all set them out of that pit.
Yes.
So they can come to see Jesus. And the old folks sing. Let me see this song. Let me get it right, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let me get it right, Lord. He said, walk with me, Lord.
Yeah.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me while I'm on this tedious journey. I want you, Jesus,
to walk
yes.
with
you. Hallelujah.
The mother
of God. Oh, yes.
Walk with me. You walk with my brother. Walk with me.
Yes, yes.
Walk with this. Walk with me.
Yes, sir.
I got up in the morning and they cried out to you, walk with me.
Yes,
midnight, they call on your name. Walk with me.
Yes.
As I see you down, Lord, walk with me. Hold my hand. Hold my hand.
Yes, sir.
Hold my hand. Walk with me, Lord.
Walk with me, Lord.
Walk
with me,
Lord. Walk with me, Lord.
Walk with me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Walk with them. Walk with the legislators. Walk with them. Walk with the King Court. Walk with them.
Walk with the
Lord. Walk with them. Walk with the mayors. Walk with them. And now, Lord, walk with us. While we are believers down here in this realm, walk with us. Holy Spirit. Walk, whoosha.
Glory, glory. Glory.
Glory.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, walk with my house, Lord. Walk with my family, Lord. Walk
do it,
with
God.
Me, walk with me.
Glory, God. Your glory. Journey.
Yes, Lord.
I gotta have Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Walk with me. You see, we can't make it by ourselves.
No.
We say, hold my hand, Lord.
Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand.
Walk with me. Hold my hand. Lord, walk with me. Oh, while I'm on this tedious journey, you see, I gotta have Jesus to walk with me. He promised he won't leave us alone, so he'll walk with us.
Yes.
He said, I'll never leave you alone, and I'm going to walk with you, yeah. Oh, while you're on this tedious journey. We gotta have Jesus to walk with us.
Oh, my Lord.
One of them old Jesus. Songs. It's good to pull up the old ones sometimes.
Yeah.
We enjoy that, Dr. Hunter.
Amen.
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 You know, I just sitting there because I remember. I was 9 years old. And when those old men get on the bench and they start praying, there was one old song in there. And they would sing that song. It was a song. I'm trying to bring it to memory. But I'm just holding my tears. And I'm going to let them flow. See, God has kept me and some of on this line over 60 plus odd years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still fighting that fight. Our body's been,
right.
Our body's been shacked with cancer. The demon is trying to kill us, but we're still alive. But we just got the glory that lives in us. We're not ashamed. We're not afraid. So the devil,
right.
You ain't nothing but a money. You slag of people.
Right.
Amen. And I want to tell you a little story. I want to say this to you. One thing tonight. My wife and I've told my wife, my beloved wife, Marty. I said, Marty, we're going to continue to fight, and we're going to continue to fight. The enemy is trying to rob her of her complete health. And I done told the devil, I said, you're nothing but a damn liar. And I'm not cursing. You are a damn liar. You're nothing but a liar. The woman I love, she's going to live until her time is up. She's going to
mm-hmm.
live. And I kept telling her, I said, we both got to crying. I said, God has promised us
mm-hmm.
the faith we have. He's going to heal your body. If you heal me from cancer, he's going to heal from you. He's going to heal you. And some of the,
yes.
And the more I pray, the more I pray, the more I pray, the more I trust God, the more I trust him. I'm telling you, I'm not ashamed.
I yes, see. Yes, Lord.
And
oh,
see, the
God.
Reason we got to pray one for another. Sometimes God allowed me to meet Jade. I love Jade.
God, thank you, Lord.
Thank God for her.
Thank you, Lord.
God is using all of us to bring us closer to him. It's a closer one. I know all of us on this line. Some
thank
people, I'm going to tell you, the pain comes. I don't tell everybody. I fight it.
Thank
you, Jesus. I'm not giving it to the pain. The pain is from the demons.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. And I want to share with some people. We said this in the, when we found out this, now, pray with me, what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
When we discovered that we got so many big-time preachers, I've got one in Houston that was told to me by somebody in a high rank. He said they asked him to, and he want this done for them, want this. And they asked the counselor, somebody in the office, said, well, we want this. And they said, well, he said, well, the people out there, so y'all not doing anything to help the people. Said, we gave them 5 turkeys. Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's the this is when the Lord, it's the Lord's church, and they ask him a question. We gave him 5 turkeys.
Mm.
That's something. 5 turkeys. A whole neighborhood. 5 turkeys.
Thank you.
And I said, what? See, we who in the ministry, the pastor, the 5-fold ministry, the gifts that we have, it comes to a point. God is calling. I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to be some preachers you ain't never seen going to come out with some anointing, because they're going to knock the devil. They're going to knock him flat on his back. He's going to come out of them people.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about money.
Jesus.
It's about the grace of God. Money is okay, but money's not going to get you there. Read the book of Psalms, read 41, 46 chapter of Psalms, what God's saying. He said, let me say this to you. Any of you got money that you can pay for a man's soul? You got any gold you can do it? No. The Bible says there is, see, God does not put a value on a soul. It's
mm-mm.
eternal.
No,
it's
right.
eternal. And so that's why I say we just got to do better. I know, I'm going to start with me. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better.
Yes,
anybody else got something to say while we're on the line? Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay, the lady with the Let me. Your last four numbers is 5209, and you need to turn your speakers down because I can hear it. You need to turn your Bluetooth off. I can hear you. Anybody else got something you want to say? Praise God. Anybody else? God is
yes.
so good. Amen.
Brother Tyrone?
Yes, ma'am. Praise God.
Amen. Thank
Go ahead
you.
And talk. Go ahead and talk. 8555, are you on the line with us? Well, I'm going to say this to us. We just had some time. And then my ex brother, Tyrone, would you take us in prayer so we can go to the radio station out tonight? God bless everybody.
Amen.
What was that, Pastor? Pastor Hunter.
Yes.
What was that?
I said, will you give us a closing prayer and we leave the radio station for tonight that we walk by faith and not by sight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Father. Have your way. We yield to you now.
Thank you, God.
Surrender to you. We commit to you right now.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, to your will, to your way.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you
Glory.
And we praise you. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for life everlasting. We thank you, we praise you for your son, Jesus Christ.
Glory out of here, Lord.
We thank the son for obedience for going to the cross. Thank you for the victory that we have. Father God, we thank and we praise you that even in darkness we have light.
Jesus.
Father God, regardless of what coming at us, we have the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank and we praise you, Father God. We don't live by what we see, but we living on faith.
Thank
we
you.
Standing on faith. We standing on your word, regardless of the season, regardless of the time, regardless of whatever it is, we believe in you.
Yes,
we
Jesus.
Thank you for the victory. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the deliverance this night.
We thank you.
We thank you, Father God. We thank you that in these times we can still rejoice. Right now we can rejoice in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you now. We thank and we praise you for this radio station. We thank and we praise you for Dr. Hunter. We thank and we praise you right now for each and every household under the sound of my voice right now. We coming together collectively, and we asking you, Lord, to move as never before among your people. Let there be a shaking in your house. Let there be a waking in your house.
Yes,
Father God.
God,
in Jesus' name, and let your people go forth and spread the gospel like never before.
Yes,
Father God, we thank and we praise you right now, and we lift up Dr. Hunter's wife to you this night.
Name of Jesus.
Thank
God.
You for both the time for her healing. We thank you, Father God, that she is healed, she is whole, because we have faith in you that is already done.
It is.
You say you are the resurrection.
It is so.
Everything you bring life.
Mm.
You are the deliverer. You are. We thank you and we praise you right now.
Yes,
for
so.
Each and every household this night. Household to you.
God,
in the
we,
name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you. Father, we ask you to send forth your angel to protect, to lead, and guide your people. In Jesus'
Lord.
Name, we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, we praise you right
in
now.
In name, God.
Amen.
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 And remember, I love you, I love you, I love you. Ain't nothing
love
you can do
you.
About it. God bless
Amen.
You. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.